I think that it's a problem in and of itself, like that when that people can call people out on social media and destroy their lives, and they have a lot of power over companies that do it. I think that's a problem in and of itself, irregardless of like ideology.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now, please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay. You can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay, then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. I have got a lot of things going on. We had some glitches even starting this show. So let me just thank you for listening, first and foremost. If you are listening, you're listening one of three ways through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site because it is getting to be that time of year where my calendar gets very busy and there's constant updates. So check that out. The second way you can listen is if you want to be more participant of this program, you can click that speaker box you're listening to, and that will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com, and you sign on using a Facebook address, and then you can be part of a live chat. We got a bunch of people on the chat tonight, and they're listening to the mistakes as they happen, which is great. And the third way you can listen to this show, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Google Play and iTunes, and it has far less mistakes. It's not bad to listen to when you're in the car, but certainly the live show is something, you know, to behold. Because it is a shit show sometimes. So hopefully this will go better today. I'm still having problems. My computer did a total crash, and I had to move all the files over, and I'm still going through everything and finding them. There are no mistakes, only happy accidents. Said by somebody who wants to make somebody feel better about making a fucking mistake. Thank you. That works out nice. Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it, though. So here's what I'm going to do. Let's start the day. Let's start the show off right with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm a little underprepared for this show. Very rarely do I admit that I'm underprepared because I have a job or several jobs or a vocation where bullshit is part of the resume. Where I just go, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, that's no problem. That's shit's on fire. Fuck it, I'll put it out. I'm good at that. But I'm a little underprepared tonight. I really am. And because I was sick, and I'll get into all of that because we've switched our formats. We're doing a once a month show. And I'm kind of, I mean, especially this time of year, from October to November and December, I want to do more shows. But here's the thing. I wish I had more time to prep. And you would think, Mark, what are you doing? You work at night. I'm like, yeah, but I work days too. I work days and nights. Plus, I've got a company to run. I've got to do finances for everything, for my side, for my household. It's just like everybody else. I mean, you got bills and stuff like that. You got to put your head in a checkbook every, you know, for me, it's every other day or every day sometimes. But I've been super busy. And then I've been working more and more days. Like my travel last week was insane. I did shows all weekend. And then on the Sunday, I hosted Taste of the Gables, which was, it was a really fun event, and I had never been to it, and the food was absolutely spectacular. The next day, Monday, I flew out to Atlanta, and I was there on Monday night into Wednesday, actually, because I flew in on Monday thinking, was it Tuesday? maybe it was Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't even remember at this point. But I flew into Atlanta, and I was supposed. I did a corporate gig during the day. That night, I did stand up at Laughing Skull Lounge in Atlanta, Georgia, and then I flew back the next day. But my flight was longer than expected, so I went literally from the airport, took a shower at the gym, and then went up to did a show that night in Derry, New Hampshire. The next day, I drove to Booth Bay Harbor, Maine, and then had an hour cab ride back to where the boat, because I do the boats, and the way that they work, you have to get on one port and get off at another. So I drove up, took a cab ride, you know, back to the port, stayed on the boat, did a show that night, stayed overnight, get back in the car, drive back home. I did a show that night, and I started getting sick on Thursday, and then Saturday I was a nightmare, which was great because I had the whole day and night off. I did have to work on Sunday, though. I did a shift on the trolley, and I was very sick, but I still did it. I was getting better, and I'm better now, you know. But I have not been sick in, like, 2 friggin' years, like, literally. And I know that Kim is sick, and, I mean, I saw my doctor today. Everything seems to be happening at the same time. Like, I don't know how these people schedule shit. Like, my doctor wants to see me physically on the same day. I've got dentist appointment on the same day. My eye doctor on the same day. I've got, like, my bills all come the same. It's so fucking weird. Like, and I think that about bills, too. Like, I didn't have problems with bills. It was always like, okay, the 15th, and some of the 12th, and some of the 25th. Now, for some strange reason, they all come in the same 4-day window. And you're like, hey, wow, that's great to see that much money in my checking account for, you know, 6 hours, and then it's gone. But I've been going through my own stuff, and, you know, I haven't been on the board, which I really want to be on the board, but because I got sick, and then I had my sciatic nerve. What? Like, I thought my back problems were over. I had surgery. Take care of yourself. I do. And then, boom, back. Had the sciatic nerve, so I couldn't go paddleboarding for like 4 days, then I finally went on, and I felt better, and then I started traveling, so I haven't been on, and the board's all, she's all squished up in a bag. I don't like that. I want my board back in the water. So hopefully I'll be able to inflate that maybe this week and then take it out, but it is getting cold. Fuck, I got up this morning, it was 56 degrees, which isn't bad, but when the past 4 days have been 90-something, New England, first day of fall, 92 degrees. The first day of summer was 76. What the fuck? No such thing as climate warming, climate change, whatever. Doesn't exist. Fucking climate change, climate warming. I should do a new segment on climate warming. Oh, I'll get into that in a little bit. But I do want to talk about this. This is the last show of September, and October, as you guys may or may not know, is super busy in Salem. My wife and I got asked again to do the Haunted Happenings Parade coming up a week from tomorrow, actually, where I'm playing the man in the street. I interview some of the kids and the costumes and all that stuff. It sounds so, you know, it's always fun. And then my wife and Kate Fox do commentary on the entire Salem parade. So that's just that. And then that Saturday, I am actually, Karen and I, we're actually hosting a mystery, not a murder mystery, but a mystery show in Marblehead at the Lee Mansion, which is going to be absolutely amazing. And we're going to limiting it to 75 people. And it's a huge, huge mansion. It's absolutely spectacular inside there. And, the building's like 200 plus years, and it's absolutely beautiful building. So we're going to be doing a mystery there, and people will be walking around, and we're going to be doing the stuff and blah, blah, blah. So it's doing that. Plus, I'm on the regular trolley doing the regular tours, which is going to be insane because it's already getting busy in Salem. And, of course, the Salem Spirits trolleys are kicking up on Fridays during the month. And if you have not got your tickets, I got to tell you this, they're almost all sold out. Karen has offered 6 trolleys, and I think 5 of them are completely sold. 4 of them sold out, and the 5th is getting close to selling out as well. So that's something you may want to check out, because I'm going to host that too, which is certainly fun. Oh, next Sunday, the 29th, we have space. And then, of course, then it's that little lull of November, which there's no lull for me because I'm going to be doing more shows while I prep for Christmas Carol. That's all scheduled out. Tickets have only been on sale for like 3 weeks. Two or three weeks. And over 50% are gone. We have 96 shows this year. Not as many as last year, but 96. 96 shows with 35 people on each show. So that is a lot of tickets. I mean, I would do the math, but I don't have that kind of prep. All right, and one more thing. And again, the switching of the formats, we're going to do one Wednesday or maybe bi-monthly. I think maybe once or twice a month is going to work, but you guys will have plenty of notice. So before we get into anything else, let's quickly do a White House update.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this. There was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
Okay. And I know I'm having some problems with that too. So anyway, where do we start? Where do we start? Let's start with reading the actual press conference. First of all, Landowski, or what is his name? Apparently, when I was in Atlanta, I watched the press conference that congressional inquiry on the campaign strategist. And that guy, I gotta say, the Congress has got no fucking teeth. It really doesn't. When a civilian. Is subpoenaed to be in front of the Congress of the United States of America, and he was showboating a little bit. Now here's the thing: I don't like politicians. I really don't. I understand they serve a purpose, but just like any other vocation, if you're there long enough, you get a little bureaucratic and you get stuck in your ways, and you think that you can't be removed from your seat of power. Hence, I believe in term limits for Senate as well, not just voting term limits, but certainly president can't do more than two terms. I don't think congressmen and senators should do any more than two terms, even three. I would even give them three. But what I'm saying is when a civilian just goes, could you repeat the question? Could you repeat the question? What? And then they start yelling at him, and then they interrupt for parliamentary procedure and all this stuff. And they're like, hey, you're being badgered. You're badgering the witness. And they go, no, I'm not. And they go, yeah, they are. And if you look back at old interviews and things like that, when they had witnesses, they fucked with everybody. And it was just as bad. But now it's ruthless. And again, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of this guy. But you are not going to fucking stop him. And it's not that he's doing anything. I don't think he's doing anything wrong, like quote unquote wrong. He's completely inept. Let's give him that. Has he got mental problems? Sure. Who doesn't? Who could use a little 15 milligrams of Prozac or a little vape stick every once in a while, straighten out your shit. I get it. But for the love of baby Jesus in heaven, he is just fucked. And then, of course, the whistleblower, and this is the whole thing from the Ukrainian president. And I'm reading the transcript. And the whole thing is, presidents have always said to other countries, hey, yeah, everything's going good. Hold on. This is getting louder. I don't want that. Let's just bring it down. Because I got to finish this. I got to finish the thought. Then we'll go to my guest. Presidents have always said, yeah, everything's going well. How's things going in your country? Pretty good. Yeah, things are going here good too. Yeah, yeah, that works out nice. And by the way, and they're like, well, was it a quid pro quo? And it's like, that's how fucking countries work. United States have held back foreign aid to countries for a reason. I don't know if you know what it is, but I'm half Sicilian, so I'm very familiar with the word extortion. And that could be viewed as extortion. Hey, do what we like and we'll give you aid, which could be extortion. It could be an allowance. It's the same kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, of course he said shit that he did. I don't know. I mean, now they're going, now we're going to impeach him. Now, what the fuck do you mean now? You've been doing this thing forever. Since day one of him getting in. I don't know. I just want to see what's going to stop him. And they've already admitted, like almost, like a lot of people, not just one or two, that they just want him out. They don't even care. They're not waiting until 2020. They're not waiting for the election because they know that he may get elected again. Fuck. But it'll be fun. It's just like the Museum of Science. It's fun to find out. Anyway, let's do this. Let's take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to get a chance to talk to a very, very funny new comedy gunslinger in the Boston area. James Hamilton will be joining us. And we've got a lot to go over. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. You're listening to Radio Irregardless with me, Mark Scalia.
Job he's ever had has been a paper route. He runs to mommy and daddy every time he has a boo-boo. On dates, he has the woman cut up his vegetables. He once spent 18 hours in a basement playing World of Warcraft just to get the Scarab Lord achievement. He is the most immature man in the world.
I don't often go to bed without supper, but when I do, it's because I've been bad. Stay thirsty, my friend.
I'm Andy Lester on Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. A lot of people have said that this show is trash, and having been on it myself, let me offer you this. A high shay, the treasure you seek, may reveal your desire for another man's junk.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Joining me through the Facebook Instant Messenger chat, whatever the fuck they want to call it, is the very funny aforementioned James Hamilton, everybody. How are you, James? Can you hear me? I'm not surprised. Let's try this. Let's try to do something easy. Why would it go well? You know, maybe I'll do this. Let's hang up. And then let's call him again. This'll work.
Hello.
There it works.
Hey, everyone.
Yes.
How's it going?
What a fucking kick-ass intro I had.
Hello, listeners.
There you go. This is James Hamilton, one of the newest comics to the Boston comedy scene. We've worked together a bunch of times at Oscar's Pinatas, and every time I see him, I'm like, my God, I got to get him on the show. And then I switch formats, so I almost never do a show. It's like once a month. And then James and I, we just did a show Friday. We did a fundraiser. It was the Yankee Doodle Homecoming? Is that what?
Yeah, so I don't know what the hell the money... I don't know if they raised any money for anything. I know it wasn't for that goddamn pizza they were giving out, because that was terrible.
Oh, that pizza was...
I don't know who won that contest.
It's like Greek pizza. It's like all it is like cheese and thin cardboard on top of sauce. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that was fun. That was at the Billerica Elks.
It was. It was a lot of fun, and I got to close out, which was nice. Thank you for that, by the way. And it was it was a fantastic show. Dennis, I'm drawing a blank on Dennis's
name. Mall, M-A-L-L.
Dennis Mall. He did a really good job opening, and that was a harder room to open. So he opened, and he did it. He did great. And then Scott McNeil went up, and Scott did a really good job. And then Ralphie went up, and just, I don't know what happened with Ralphie. He notched it up. It got real good.
I think he started his set by just screaming at some Asian lady sitting in the front, who I think was married to my uncle.
Oh, no.
I asked her, and she said it wasn't her.
No, no.
It was it was the lady next to her.
Yeah, it was a different woman. She had her back. She was just sitting there, and she had her back there, and she was three-quarter turn. In her defense, her back wasn't completely to the audience, but she didn't know. And then Rev was like, "You got your fucking back, idiot!" Like fucking Rev, just like a literally a 20 or 30 second scream fest to this woman. But it was so funny. And then I got to close it, and I really didn't feel well at all. But I had a really good time then. Again, thank you for letting
me. Oh, man, they loved it. Yeah. I hope you enjoyed that sweet paycheck that came with it.
I did.
Zero.
Yeah. But I got the pizza, which was.
Yeah.
So let me do this. Let me put you in the chat and for my podcast listenings, people. So again, this is James Hamilton, and you can free stalk him. He's on Instagram at InstaJimmyJames.
I made that name a while ago. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, it's Insta, I-N-S-T-A, Jimmy.
Jimmy James.
James. Insta Jimmy James. What the fuck? How old were you when you took that handle?
I think freshman year of college, maybe.
Well, I was going to say. Cause, I mean, first of all, you're young anyway, but what the fuck?
Yeah, people called me Jimmy James, so I was like, oh, I'm going to be so fucking sweet with this handle.
That's, you know what Instagram, if Instagram and Facebook and Twitter are tattoos that you can't remove sometimes.
Yeah, my Twitter was Jimmy James Tweets. Well, I didn't tweet much.
It's funny. So. That's why we didn't put it up there. But yeah, follow on the Instagram on Insta Jimmy James. And of course, you can follow him on Facebook. He's at James Hamilton. Just the way it sounds. Just the way it's spelled. J-A-M-E-S.
Yeah, if you do, Facebook.com/ James Hamilton Comedian. That will bring you to me if you don't recognize my picture.
James looks like... Just baseball hat, is it? Just a baseball hat and a beard and just attitude of not giving a fuck, I think, is pretty much the look. Let's see. How long ago did people use the term handle? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I think it's like a gamer thing, but I've never been into the gamer.
Yeah, that's how scene. That's how I do it. You know,
I think that carried over from the gaming into like social media.
Yeah.
Saying the word handle.
Well, my brother said it, but he's a gamer like me. And he's like, well, is CB radio much? Really?
Yeah.
Really? CB radio much? Really? Yeah. Hey, you know something? 1995 called and they want their slogans back.
You guys should know what my AOL instant messenger handle was. It was Jimmy James is on.
No.
Yeah. No. So you knew I was on. Line. Fuck.
You knew you were on
to chit chat. I was on.
Oh my god, that is funny. That is funny. So let's get into this because we're really segueing a bunch, but I'm having fun with it. How long you been at it now, James? And you prefer James or Jimmy? Now that it's like Jimmy James. I say James. Is it formally James?
Yeah. I wish I didn't have a stupid name that had like four different types to it.
Jimmy.
Like I go by James on stage, but some friends call me Jimmy, some call me James. Jimmy James is dead, though. Just like my handle should be.
That's why nobody's following him on Instagram.
Yeah. Or Jim. My parents call me Jim. I'm all over the goddamn map.
Well, I would say this, because I know a lot of comics, and sometimes when they start, it's like Jimmy or Johnny.
Yeah.
And then as they get older, sometimes the Jimmy or the Johnny doesn't stick right, you know? And then they have to go with John or Jonathan. Which is, you know, you kind of outgrew it. There's a few comics who can still pull off a Johnny or a Jimmy, like Jimmy Kimmel, but, you know.
Yeah,
let's not
talk
about
it off.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon.
It's also, and of course, Johnny Carson, which is fine, you know, but if you can pull it off, pull it off. But, like, I was like.
I don't want my tombstone to say Jimmy James. People are going to spit on it.
With a fucking Instagram logo. Boom. Just fucking slamming it
there. Yeah. I just have the little Instagram logo with Insta Jimmy James. Did Lay's hair.
Oh, my God. So I will go with James because I always go with James. And so how long have you been banging at this
first
business?
Time I ever did stand-up was probably 3.5 years ago. 4 years ago. 3.5 years ago.
Funny, kiddo.
And yeah, at the Middle East in Cambridge, my first ever.
And you were just on stage tonight.
Yeah, I was up in Nashua, beautiful Nashua, New Hampshire, if you guys haven't been.
Nashua is beautiful.
Yeah, not the part I was just like. No, I was at Liquid Therapy, some brewery. It actually is pretty nice up there.
Liquid Therapy.
Yeah, and terrible name.
And they booked. So you were on stage last night. Like, you were, like, literally, this is the way it used to be for me. You used to get on stage, like, every single night and sometimes twice a night. And that's what you're doing, man. You're banging away at it.
I'm trying to grind it out.
That's it. Well, you're doing it, man. Every time I see you, you get great shit. I love you. I mean, you sent me a clip, and I like the clip you sent me. But I also love, you have this whole bit on Spirit Airlines, and I can identify because I've flown Spirit Airlines, and they are a fucking nightmare.
Just it's in a general. Goddamn circus.
And you do this fantastic joke. Let's see if I remember it. The joke about you were trying, and you guys, and I got a bunch of listeners. They're going to absolutely love it. James has a joke about trying to sell a dog carrier, and that'll be my setup. And then if you want, just finish the joke.
Oh, wait, that's a different joke.
Yeah, no, I like the dog carrier joke.
The dog cage?
Yeah, the dog cage joke.
Okay.
You were trying to sell the dog cage and nobody wanted to buy it. And then
Do you want me to just do that one?
Just tell it. I mean, we'll do it in conversation, certainly. Don't do it like you know, I don't want to be like, hey, no, what's that? Don't you have a story about selling it?
You
know,
yeah, like, you guys like dogs?
Yeah, it's like dogs. You like dogs, don't you, James? You had a dog. No, I have a dog, but a dog carrier. No, it's not that type of fucking show where I set you up in the bit. Just do the fucking bit. That's all I want to hear because it's really funny.
Yeah. So I was saying, so I do have a dog. This is all true. Yeah. And the lady I bought her from gave me this giant cage with her. And she used it for one night, and that was it. So I'm like, it was like $120. So I put it on Craigslist, and I'm like, dog cage never used. And it's up on Craigslist for like a month, like zero offers. So I just took the word dog out, and I just put giant cage with an impeccable lock. And then it was just like offer. Some guy instant messaged me. He's like, are you sure no one can escape from that? It's like, I don't think these people are pet owners.
Fucking love that joke.
I think, yeah. I haven't done that one in like over a month.
Oh my God, but it's so fucking funny. See, sometimes I won't do a joke for over a month, but you got a lot of listeners saying LOL, which is funny.
Oh, they like it?
Of course, it's a funny fucking joke.
All right, I need more confidence in that one because
oh my God,
whenever I do it, I get like mixed reviews. Some people are just like, ugh. Like,
look, here's the thing. Your style is in such a way that people think you fucking mean it sometimes. And
yeah, like, I do this whole sloth bit, and at least four people after every time, they're like, where did you adopt a sloth?
Yeah. Oh.
It's like, dude, it's all fucking fake.
Yeah, James has a bit where he adopts it. It's not fucking real.
I said there's a sloth in my condo right now, like watching Netflix. They're like, no, get the fuck out of here. Like, where did you what?
And then he says that you didn't go. I said I tap. You know when you tap somebody on the shoulder when you're behind
them,
you tap them on the left shoulder and then you walk around the right. He goes, I did that to the sloth and I fucked up his whole weekend.
Yeah. So I came back on Monday. He was like halfway through the turn, like fuck you. People are like, no way. Why would you do that to your pet? They're
yeah, I
like,
know. For some reason, people fucking take it seriously. Which I'm like, that's the whole problem. I mean, it's fucking comedy, you fucking morons. That's the whole point.
I do. I try to make it sound real, though. So,
well, I guess that's good because your believability is up, which is fun.
Yeah.
But you fucking.
But yeah.
So what made you want to get into it? What made you want to step on that stage?
Just watching like the Comedy Central specials and like back in the day, I was just like, holy shit, like that's the best thing ever. And I knew I could like write funny stuff. And I went to like in one open mic and I was like, okay, like a lot, like, everyone's bombing. Like, what's the worst that can happen? I just have to go up there and just bomb like they just did. So I was just, like, got up, like, my friend, who my roommate at the time was like, yeah, well, he's like, let's do it. I'm going to come watch you. And he came with me, and I just signed up the Middle East. I got there at, like, 8 p.m., and I got on stage at, like, 12:42 and just did it. And I got, like, two laughs, and that was enough to, like, keep going.
Well, you're at
that place was terrible.
Yeah, well, I've never performed that in the Middle East.
Oh God,
I won't do any shows in the Middle East.
They had a heavy metal band in the room next to us, so the walls are vibrating.
Vibrant, yep.
And I was like telling my jokes into somebody's back who's like eating a chicken sandwich.
Well, your style of comedy is the only way to really describe it is you will say one joke, and then you wait on it like you almost. You almost
I think the silence is funnier than the punchline.
But I mean, that's what it is. And the way you set it up is just your style is really, really funny. Not only is your material good, but then your timing of it, where some people don't laugh and they get awkward. And then I also think audiences need a couple seconds to kind of get you. I really do.
Yeah. Some of my jokes, you have to really think about the words. Like I know when it does, some of them don't hit at all, and I wait like 5 seconds. And I'm like, they didn't get that at all. So then I have to like explain it to them. Like I have like this dating app one. I found this awesome dating app. I thought it was 23andMe. So I get into that whole thing, and then it just turns on a part Native American. And then I'm like, so I get my results, and I just throw them. I'm just paraphrasing. I'm like, I get my results, I throw them into the woods. I'm like, this is garbage. And then, like, a tear rolls down my right eye. And, like, half the time, zero people left.
Right. Because it's first of all, it's an ad from when I was a kid about the Indian.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the Indian cries.
Yeah, the Indian cries because he sees all the trash. So that would be the reference. And then you go, oh, I get it. Oh, wait a minute. You know, so there's a whole different bunch of there's a whole chain of events that are actually going on with that.
Yeah, now. It's a lot to take in. I give him a lot to take in like 20 seconds. They're like, what? I didn't come here to fucking think.
My brother said, I got it. So let's do this. Speaking of bits and all this stuff, I want to actually play our next break. I've got a little segment. It's about him talking about his hometown of Lowell. So here's what we're going to do. James, stay on through the break. And guys, we're going to take our next break. And we'll be back in 3 minutes. And you'll talk a little bit more to James Hamilton. You're listening to Radio Regardless. And we'll be right back.
It's time for another week inspiration. If you're going to speak, say something worth saying. Like, shut up.
This is comedian J.R. Adams on Radio Irregardless. It's a stupid name. I don't know where he came up with this. I think you should have used like an actual word.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next stop coming up is Metro Park.
Did the train in the background mess it up or no?
I just recently moved to Lowell. What a beautiful city. I realize that Lowell, the warmer the temperature gets, the louder the goddamn reggaeton music gets. I don't even have to check my weather app anymore. I just opened my goddamn window to my condo. It's like, damn it, damn it. I'm like, I don't need a goddamn sweater today. It's warm as shit outside. It got up to like 70 the other day. I went outside, I thought I was at a goddamn street festival in Puerto Rico. It was just adults riding adult tricycles down the street. One guy was just holding a pit pole in his spare arm. What the fuck is going on? A goddamn Little Wing video. So yeah, Lowell's beautiful. I wrote it. Lowell just came out. They just came out with those bikes you can rent with your app now. They're every on so there's these bikes. They just leave them all around Lowell. You can just rent them with your phone. I don't think that company did their Lowell demographic research. It's been over a week. I've seen two in the canal and one on someone's roof. Tied to a pit bull.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And still, via the Facebook chat, is James Hamilton with a pit bull.
Apparently. What up?
It's a pit bull. It's Jimmy James. Jimmy James for you Insta fans.
Jimmy James is on
Jimmy
Radio
James.
Irregardless.
If you're part of the AOL network, it still is.
Yeah, what's your age, sex, and location?
What's your age, sex, and location?
Everyone in the chat, write your age, sex, and location.
Yeah. Don't put that shit out on a site that's unsecured. It's bad enough I'm promoting a site that's unsecured. And they're charging me money to do this show. Like, I pay to do this. Anyway, I pay to do this show.
Oh, yeah.
So, now, James, I'll be honest with you. I've had one or two other people on the show that have had, which I find fascinating, two first names. But I will say this. This is now the new thing to have not only two first names, but also to have two last names. It started with Brooke Shields because Brooke was a last name at the time. And Brooke Shields or Brooke was a guy's name or I don't have worked out. But then everybody started trending. And this is literally like 30, 40 years ago where your first name could be your last name and your last name could be your first name. And I had a comic on the show and who had two first names. And I said, no, I never trust anybody with two first names. But then I was like, oh, my God, I got James Hamilton. I got James Hamilton. And, of course, Hamilton is the big thing, the big play that's playing in New York. Everybody loves Hamilton, blah, 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 blah. But what I thought is I wanted to play the two-name game, but I wanted to put a spin on it. So are you ready to play a game with me and against my listeners directly?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
So here's the game. The game is going to be called Two First Names, but we're doing the presidential edition.
What did you say his name was again?
His name is Ricky Bobby.
He's got two first names.
Two first names. And it's the presidential edition. Because politics are... Nobody talks...
God, I'm terrible with presidents.
Nobody talks politics at all. But I will tell you this. I did some research. There are over 20 presidents that have both first and last names, double names, two first names or two last names. Hey, you know something? Okay. We'll start in chronological order.
That's so, not helping me. Yeah.
So I'll give you a little clue that might help you. Okay. So this would be the first one. He's on a $2 bill, and he wrote the Declaration of Independence. He has two first names, two first and last
Thomas
names.
Thomas Jefferson.
Right, because Thomas can be a last name and a first name, and Jefferson can be a first name and a last name. So that made sense. Boom, Thomas Jefferson. That's the example. So that's how easy it is, see? And you and I are speaking via Facebook, so we're almost instantaneous. Now, my brother just put something out and said, did you count somebody? So the internet is listening on a delay. So your advantage is that you're faster. But your disadvantage is, if I can't even fucking say, this game's going to go swimmingly, that there are more of them than of you.
Oh, so the listeners are typing in answers?
Yes, because they can't speak. And not just that, they're listening on a delay.
Okay. So
right.
We have the advantage.
So, yeah, well, you do. I already know the answers, so I've won this game.
Oh, yeah, you really have the advantage.
Yes, I totally do. All right, so here we go. Now, I usually have a correct answer, but my computer is such... You know something? I'll find you something. I want a ding, ding, ding. How about this?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
No, that won't work. That won't work. That isn't even part of the show. I don't know what happened there. No. Here we go. Let's put it over here so I can get away from all the other ones. Okay, so if you get a correct answer, you'll get this. Of course you'll get that. Oh, and you know something? Maybe you'll get a bad answer. If the audience beats you, I don't like that one. What's the wrong answer? Oh, there we go. This is one. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Price is right.
We'll get you that one. All right. So we're going to go fast. So
I'm just yelling it out?
As soon as you know, you yell it out, and then we're moving on. So let's see if you get it right. So, of course, you got Thomas Jefferson. So let's start that off. Thomas Jefferson. So there you go. Now, I would say this. His wife's name is Dolly. Now, keep in mind that I just put these down, and I have to figure out what I was supposed to be doing. And it's the capital of Wisconsin. Oh, Kim Santo got it.
Grover Cleveland.
No, it's James Madison. You got that wrong.
Oh, Madison. Oh, yeah, yes. Cleveland's. Yes. Cleveland's not the capital of Wisconsin. Look at a goddamn globe. Fucking
all right.
Idiot.
Doesn't look good. Okay, so far, about this? This president, I was going to say, has shock absorbers named after him.
Oh.
Or a blonde whose dress got blown up by a subway vent. From the seven-year itch.
Damn it. James Monroe.
Correct.
Yeah.
He's on the $20 bill, and he's also Donald Trump's inspiration. $20 bill and Donald.
Got that one.
Donald.
He's on the $20 bill?
Yeah. No, not James Monroe. The next one. This one. The one I'm giving you.
Oh.
Who's on the $20 bill?
Oh. Jesus Christ.
No. Jesus. We don't put God in our money.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus.
No. Who's on the $20 bill before somebody else chimes in?
Abraham Lincoln. No.
What? Jesus. Our education system's fucked. You got it wrong. It's Andrew Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Again, two first names. This
I haven't seen one of those bills in a while. That's why.
This one's kind of tricky. He's got three names, okay? So I'll help you with all three names. He would be... how do I do this? Okay.
Andrew Jackson.
No, oh, my God, I didn't even do it. Kim already said it. William Henry Harrison.
Wow.
She's fucking psychic.
Holy shit.
That one goes to her. How about this? Because you know what it is? Somebody just Googled presidents. Now they're going through it.
Oh, yeah. What's up? Yeah, everyone can cheat so easily. Yeah,
I know, but see, that's the whole fucking thing.
I tried cheating by looking for a 20. That came up as a zero.
No, that's not cheating. I'm trying to think of this guy.
Can you tell me who's on a nickel?
Yeah,
I got that one.
Who's on a
fucking bag?
We already did that one. Wait a minute. Who is on a nickel? Thomas Jefferson's on a nickel.
Oh, okay.
Isn't he? I know Lincoln's
I think
on a penny.
So.
Eisenhower's on a dime.
Yeah, that, I think so.
We're fucking segued. Well, I gave you a hint when he had three names. She said, yeah.
So she just got it when you said three names?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cheating.
You see, Ulysses isn't a last name, so Ulysses S. Grant won't be one of these presidents. I'll tell you that right now. Let's see. I'm on this one. I'm trying to figure out how to do it. John Tyler. I can't even figure it out. I can't even figure out. Oh, I will say this. The next one is essentially two of the... Do you remember the show Home Improvement with...
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Two of the sons.
Al Borland.
Yes, two of the sons.
And Heidi.
It's two of the sons.
Oh. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Well, you got one of them. You got. It's not Thomas, but it's Taylor. What's his first name? From Saved by the Bell.
Zach.
So put them together. It's not Zach.
Zach Taylor.
No, not
Zachary Taylor.
Perfect. Wow. Let's see. Everybody. Oh, my God. He's like one of the most underrated presidents because he did fucking nothing. And he died in office is the only thing I know about him.
William Taft.
No. No, he didn't die. I don't think he died in office.
Oh, he should have.
He's been fucking William Taft.
He was very large, I think.
Oh, I would say it sounds almost what you would call a male, a kind of duck. You would just change the A to an I.
A kind of duck?
A duck, yes.
Oh, Bill Mallard.
Close.
Oh, shit.
You're almost on top of it.
God damn it. Will, no.
No, you.
John Mallard?
No, not Mallard. Change the A to an I.
Oh,
Lime Duck.
Shit. But what's the, I don't know the first name.
Millard,
God damn it.
Fillmore. Yeah. Millard Fillmore.
Oh, that's the, oh, Millard's the first name.
Yeah. This is, yeah. This is actually fun because we know that how was, we know very little
a,
about
him. He was a president?
Yes, he was.
What's his name?
Millard Fillmore.
Jesus Christ. Millard, just, like if he was in elementary school and you saw that on a name tag, who would be like, he'll be a president someday?
if Millard if you can't Jesus. Find a license plate at Disneyland, you might be a president.
His name's definitely not on a Coke can no. anywhere. What the?
Oh, you're going to make me choke. That was funny. All right. How about this? Famous college named after him. And there's a town in Massachusetts, just south, near Bellingham.
John Quincy Adams?
Nope.
Bellingham. This is a college over there.
How about
there?
This? If you threw a dart and it went through a piece of paper, what would the dart said would be said to have done to the paper?
Rip Torn, famous actor.
Okay,
he played a president.
Okay,
favorite question.
No, Bill Cosby University, my brother.
Damn, I have no idea. Is anyone guessing the right one?
No, nobody's guessing yet. How about this one? He played one of the Bonds, but his first name is this president's last name. A town from New, a town from, actually, there is a town from New, Franklin Pierce, my wife wrote. She got it right. Yes.
Oh, is that right? Is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah, Franklin is a town in Massachusetts and a town in New Hampshire, and also Pierce,
oh,
Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan.
And if a dart would pierce a piece of paper, anyway, doesn't fucking make sense. I should have done more research.
Oh, Pierce a piece of, oh, I would have never thought Pierce a piece of paper, that's why.
How about this one? He's on the penny.
Abraham Lincoln.
There you go.
Yeah, that was easy.
This one's going to be tough. Remember the guy who's on the 20? This,
yep.
His name is almost that.
Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson. Correct.
I don't even know who that is.
A cat that eats lasagna in a comic book.
Grover Cleveland.
No.
Oh, wait. God.
Close.
God damn it. I don't know his first name. What's his first name?
Yours. His name is your name, too.
James Garfield.
All right.
This delay is really helping
Isn't
me.
Now everybody's paying Andrew Garfield. Wasn't he with Spider-Man? Anyway. Was that Andrew Garfield? Wasn't he Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah, he was.
He was Spider-Man. And Tom Holland. It's everybody. Anyway, how about this one? Not three full names, but only went with an A as a middle initial. And not a shit. The King of England who pulled the sword from the stone.
Michael Excalibur.
No.
Oh, okay. What the fuck?
Who's the king who pulled the sword from the stone?
Oh. I got the first part. I don't know if it's his first or last name though.
You gotta just tell me anything.
Arthur
it is,
Smith.
Oh, Chester A. Arthur.
Chester, yeah, what is that name?
All right.
Did anyone get that one?
Yes, my brother did. That's why I gave you the bad one. if Woody had a really old relative that flew a kite. From Zombieland. So that Woody.
Franklin Harrelson.
His first name. First name. Not Franklin's first name.
Benjamin Franklin?
No, so it's Benjamin. And then Woody's last name.
Benjamin Harrelson?
Close enough. It's Harrison.
Benjamin Harrison?
Yes.
was a president?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
This coming from a guy who owns a sloth, you don't know. all right. How about this one? Eesh. He was a 1920s president. Very weird name. Hey, what trees are made out of? What are trees made out of?
Oh, Timothy Birch.
No. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Birchwood.
No. Just go with wood.
James Wood. No, that's just, an actor.
No.
Oh, wooden. Wood. Wood's his first name? Okay,
yes. No, what? It's almost his full name. But if you have all your ducks in a...
boat.
No. Woodrow Wilson.
Well done!
Wilson!
Oh, yeah, Row.
Wilson!
Woodrow. God damn it. This is a terrible... I'm not good at... Who's winning right now?
So far you are, but only by maybe one or two. You have to get these next ones. How about this one? The president directly after... Oh, wait a minute. Let's try this again. We want to send a man to the moon by the end of this decade.
JFK.
JFK is correct. There we go. How about the president directly after JFK? Again, three initials. Another word for a dick.
Richard Nixon?
No. No. Richard.
Oh, damn it. Another name for dick? It's not Richard?
No.
Oh, Penis Johnson.
No. LBJ is Lyndon B. Johnson. That would clearly wrong. Fucking Big Dick Johnson. What the fuck is going on? And of course, bedtime for Bonzo, movie star, governor of California, savior of conservatives from 1980 on. Attempted suicide, the only president to live through the zero factor. Well,
he attempted suicide?
No, he's the only. He was an attempted. Oh, an attempted assassination. I did say suicide. I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's every president. They're like, come on, just give me fucking, let me kill, let me die. 40th president, I believe. Somebody already wrote it down, so it's fine.
They got it?
Not Jimmy Carter.
Oh, he someone tried to assassinate him?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they shot him. He ended up in the hospital, and yeah, it was big. Huge. Huge.
Huge.
There's an airport in Texas named after him, which is ironic because he tried to shut down all the airports and break the unions.
In Texas?
Yeah. In Texas. His vice president was the first, it was George Herbert Walker Bush, his VP. Did I not give it up? This is like one of the easiest ones.
I know. I can't think right now. Jesus Christ.
If I said bedtime for Bonzo, he was a movie star. He was the governor of California, conservative president, started with trickle-down economics.
Roosevelt?
No. Close, Jesus. Though. It does start with an R. Both first and last names start with an R.
Oh, Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, but you are so... Say Star Wars, my brother said.
did someone get it?
Yeah, they got it. They got it when I said bedtime for Bonzo.
Oh, yeah, Reagan Airport. I flew there.
Well, some
guy in the seat next to me threw up all over me.
Said Spirit Airlines.
Yeah. I was like, you guys going to clean this up? They're like, fucking no. Look what air company you're riding.
All right. So there's a lot to process here. So let's take a break. I'm going to tabulate the scores. When we come back, we're going to find out who won. And also, what we're going to do is we're going to talk to James one last time. And again, free stalk him. He's on Twitter. Insta James, Jimmy Jam.
Insta Jimmy James.
Oh, Fuck, here we go. Let's put it back in the chat so I have it. Boom, right there. Insta Jimmy James on Facebook, on Instagram.
Or James- Facebook.com/ James Hamilton comedian.
And you'll find him. So let's take our break, and then we'll process this. And we will be right back in about 2 minutes.
Good game, guys.
You're listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back, I hope.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And that was a quick break. I wasn't even fucking ready. And still with me is James Hamilton. I was actually doing, I should have done the show prep, but the problem is my computer is so fucked up. And I'm trying to figure out where the next thing is. Oh, there we go. Okay, just in case. So you got the sample right. You got Madison. You didn't get Madison, but you got Moreau. You got Jackson. You got Henry Harrison. You got 3, 4, 5. You didn't get that one. 6, 7, 8, 9. All you got to do is get 11. 9, 10, 11. Fuck it. You know something? It's close enough. And we haven't played this game in a while, so you know something? I would say that after all that, and it was, what is this? My brother said, Sprint stewardesses are more like movie theater ushers. Neither one will clean up the puke. But based on all that tabulation, I would say you win! You win!
Me?
You did!
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Nice you effort, win. Guys.
You win.
You win. So it wasn't much.
I'm a genius.
You don't win anything, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
It was in, yeah. Basically, was it, his wife's Nancy. Oh, I should have said that, too, about Reagan. Anyway, so before we let you go, and again, free stalk him through Facebook and Twitter. He's at Insta Jimmy James on Instagram and also James Hamilton Comedian on Facebook. And before I let you go, James, one, do you have any big shows coming up you want to promote? Because we get a lot of listeners and that, through the podcast, stuff like that. Or they just, can they go anywhere to check out a calendar for you?
Usually I just post all my shows on Instagram and Facebook. I'll just take like a, I'll make like a little flyer.
Okay.
But I have a big show coming up October 5th. It's a Saturday at Princeton Station with Steve Sweeney and Dave Russo.
Oh my God. That's going to be a fantastic show. You're going to kill it, my friend.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Excited. Nice. I have to not suck. So
yeah. Yeah.
If, I don't know if it's sold out already, but if not, or you want to go, it's in Chelmsford, Mass. And you have to get tickets by calling the restaurant because they don't know what websites are.
That's going to be a fun show, man. And I know you're going to do fantastic on it. So,
thank you, sir.
So, yeah. So we'll check that out. But before we let you go, please. And now you kind of hinted at your first time. But if you could, tell us about your first time, your best time, and your worst time on stage. And please, do it in that order, because it's always nice to hear it in that particular order.
Okay, so first time was Middle East. So that was, I kind of got into that. Got a couple laughs, so I thought that was good enough. You know, I went on at like 1 a.m. But it was rough, but kept me coming back.
Good.
My worst time? Have you ever done anything at a bowling alley?
No. Don't see. It's your first, your best.
Oh, best. God damn it.
Because when you when you tell your worst story, that's what other comics fucking think it's funny. Your
okay.
Worst story. So tell us about your best story, so we can make build you up a little bit. Your best show so far.
I mean, my best show is probably, like, the first show that I actually felt, like, comfortable. Like, that I was actually, like, doing really well. I was probably, like, oh, a year and a half in. And it was at the Hideout, it was called. The Hideout in Faneuil Hall. And oh, yeah. I think it's closed now. But it was in a little basement down there, and it was just an open mic, and it was completely packed. I don't know. It was probably like only 40 people, but it just jammed in, and like everyone was crushing. I went up there and like shit, I didn't even like want to do, just destroyed. And like it was like the most laughs I've ever gotten in my life. I like everyone came up to me after, they're like, "What a set! Like I hope you recorded that." And I was like, "No, like of course not." But they all like that was like the first time where I was like, "Holy shit!" Like. That actually, everything worked.
Nice.
Like, everything worked.
That's
a fact. Like, it was just amazing. And, like, my friend was there for the first time seeing me, so he thought I was, like, ridiculous.
It's a fantastic feeling when you do that well, isn't it? It's just...
Yeah. I never think I do well, though. Like, I always feel like I miss something. Yeah. But that was my best, like, reaction of a crowd ever. Nice. So now... it's probably, like, 30, 40 people in the audience.
So now your first one, of course, it's fantastic, but it's 1:30 in the morning, but you got into it. Your best one, you felt good, your friend from out of town, you crushed it, you did amazing. Now, let's put all that aside and tell us about... I just want you to segue the way you did. Have you ever done a show in a bowling alley?
Yeah.
And the answer to that question in me would be, yes, I have. So, But tell our listeners about that one.
Yeah, this one, like, sticks out to me. So I was at... you know Kings in Back Bay?
Yes.
Kings Bowlerdrome. So they had an open mic. I was like, this was like really early. I was probably like 6 months in, not even. Okay. And I was like, it was like, it just said open mic. So it was like music, like hardly any comics. So I went in there. It was me and three other comedians on the list. Everyone else was like live bands. And the one guy I was talking to, it was his first time ever doing comedy.
Oh.
We're talking. He's like, I'm ready to go. And he was second in line, and then he just left.
Yeah,
fucking bailed.
Fucking must have. I would have.
So I was like, God damn it. I'm only like 2 months in, so I'm like shit in my pants. And so the guy goes on before me, like this creepy, like 40-year-old, like, I don't know, it looks like he's on a lot of the opioids. But he looked like he was really strung out. And he just does, like, all, like, homophobic / pedophilia jokes.
Hold on a second. How do you even... What?
Yeah. So he's just making all these jokes, but I think he's just, like, admitting to crimes he's committed. Like, it was so serious, and everyone was just like, what the fuck are we watching? And he's just talking about, like, making out with kids. And then, like,
oh
drops
God.
The F word and, like the most, like, ridiculous things. And then the host that takes a mic, he's like, all right, I guess we're not doing comedy here anymore.
Oh.
Anyways, next up, we have another comedian, James Hamilton.
Oh.
So, right after he said, I guess we're never going to do comedy here again, like, he cut the guy off. He's like, this is ridiculous. We don't accept this here. Anyways, next up, we have comedian James Hamilton. So I get up there, and people are just, like, disgusted. Like, they're acting like I just told all those jokes. Like, I don't even know that fucking guy. So that didn't go well. Like, I got zero laughs. They, like, it was death. It was just death.
Oh, my God. The intro alone is priceless.
And I really think that guy really did those crimes, and he should be put away.
It wasn't a comedy show. It was just a confession. So
no, it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And I was only like 4 months in.
He goes, yeah, you ever grab a thing and just start fucking making out that's kind of gay, isn't it?
No, so yeah, it's exactly what it was like. He was like, yeah, they call me like, this was one of his lines. He was like, yeah, they call me like Make Out Billy because they always used to catch me making out with the little kids.
Oy.
I was like, what? The fuck? That was the joke.
That was the joke.
Oh.
Man, that fucking guy should have threw a sloth in there.
Not to mention, all I could hear when I was up there was fucking pins falling down in the background. It was like no one listening. They're just all bowling.
Fuck.
So I've never been back. I've never stepped foot in there since.
Well, I don't blame you. That's just fuck.
Yeah. So that even like bad story. Shows after that, they're like not bad.
That was a great, oh my God, what a fun fucking story. I love those shit like that.
I mean, there's been, I'm sure you've had this at like dive bars where you're just doing your set into people's backs. Like the TVs are on and you're just talking into their backs.
Yeah, the good thing, I mean, I've been doing this almost 30 years, so I don't get a lot of that anymore because I kind of pick and choose where I want to go.
Oh, not now. I'm saying when you first
started. Oh my God,
dude,
when I started.
Like, what was your worst?
Several, I mean, but.
Yeah.
There's just, I can't even, I'm trying to think like the worst show. See, but I've been doing it so long, it's like the worst show for me or the worst show for them or the worst show I was at. Or it's because,
yeah.
I mean, there's been a lot of
levels.
But yeah, I mean, we used to play clubs that were just, you talk people like, oh my God, nobody's listening. I go, do you not understand that was what it was like from 90, from like, shit, I mean, I started in 90, but from like 82 or before, I mean, people, Jay Leno was doing shows at strip bars.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to hear a guy
tell
jokes? I just
heard him on, I just watched his episode with Jerry Seinfeld, Comedians and Cars. Yeah. He's talking about, like, he used to do shows with these, like, Sinatra and, like, the gangster, like, crowd.
Yeah, in Boston.
He has crazy stories.
Yeah. This is when Chinatown, you know, was the red light district, and there was prostitutes and the glass slipper, and guys were getting shot and stabbed at the like at shows, like strippers were killing guys and guys were killing straight. It was a it was the old west. It was the old west, my friend.
God.
But you know, James, I gotta say, I mean, we went a little long tonight, but my God, it was so funny. Thank you so much for being part of the show.
Yeah.
Just great stories and brush up on your presidents, my friend, because you got a lot
Jesus
in trouble.
Jesus Christ,
and
I gotta earn some $20 bills.
Yeah, you're named after like two of them, at least three, four. James Moreau, Madison, Hamilton, just fucking do it. Did I not say Alexander Hamilton? Oh, Hamilton is a last first.
He was, he was actually a treasurer. I know that.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you know something? Why did I did that mistake twice because we have Hamilton Hall in Salem. And I made that mistake once and then went, oh, fuck yeah, Alexander Hamilton was a treasurer, never a president. Anyway.
What the fuck a treasurer is.
Well, let me clap you back out again now that I segue.
All right,
but
man,
James,
thanks for having me,
being part of the show. And I'm sure I'll see you at Pinatas at some time soon and probably
I'll be there Sunday.
All right, I'll see you Sunday.
All right, buddy.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. That was James Hamilton, everybody. Oh, my God. How fucking funny was this story? Fucking bowling alley. So funny. So, yeah, we went a little long tonight, but it was such a good show. But let me tell you where I'm going to be this upcoming weekend, and probably for the next couple weeks, I'll kind of throw that in as well, just in case I don't get a chance. So tomorrow is a Thursday. I've got no show scheduled, but I am working on the Salem Trolley. Friday night, I have something tentative, as they say, because that's the way it's spelled, tentative. Saturday, I'm going to be doing a shift on the Salem Trolley during the day, and then I will be at Headliners in Manchester, New Hampshire that night. Sunday, the 29th, we'll be hosting the Salem Spirits Trolley to kick off the season. And then over the next upcoming weeks, I will be doing some more work on the Salem Spirits Trolleys on Fridays. And then, of course, the Ghost and Legends Trolley that leaves out of Gallows Hill in Salem. And then, of course, doing some shifts on the trolley. I'm doing a couple corporate gigs. But I really hope that I will be able to do a couple other shows before the end of October, because it is October and I want to keep you guys up to speed. And again, as always, if you want to be a guest, a sponsor, leave a question or comment, call the hotline 978-219-9294. You can even email the show radioirregardless@gmail.com. Hey guys, been absolutely fantastic. Have a great couple weeks and we'll see you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises.
And copyrighted 2019, all rights reserved.
Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.